I was sick in the hospital. I had a fever of 106. I had been given a CT scan, an MRI, and a spinal tap, and the doctor still knew nothing. I was actually told I had 24 hours to live if they did not know, you know, find out what was wrong. And I was actually unconscious. And since I had just turned 19, they gave me an HIV test to save my life. I can honestly say if I would have been awake, I wouldn't have got an HIV test. I never thought HIV could happen to me. It was hard because I was expecting pregnancy. You know, I knew I had put myself at risk, you know, to be pregnant. But when he came and told me I was HIV positive, it took me for a spin because I didn't even know I was getting tested. I lost friends, family members, and before I knew it, I was alone. I was actually homeless once I first found out because a lot of people abandoned me and didn't know how to act with this virus. My best friend, she was the only one who stood beside me the whole time. And it shocked me because in high school, she was like the prom queen, you know, not very smart. And I found out through her, the only reason why she stood by my side because she was educated about HIV. Someone in her family were infected and had passed away, so she learned about it. A lot of people in Nashville are always talking about abstinence, you know, the Bible, you know, the whole Bible Belt, and they look at it as impossible for a person to get HIV if they're, you know, abstinent. So one thing I always stress about abstinence, I still did not know about HIV. So the guy who infected me, I was fascinated by him. I was 19, he was 25. He had his own place, own car. You know, I felt I was very lucky. So let's say I would have remained abstinent. I would have been married with a wedding ring on, and I would still have HIV because I did not know about it. So, you know, yeah, abstinence is a wonderful thing. But, you know, you have to tie abstinence in with also educating youth about STDs and HIV as well. HIV has stopped nothing, and I really feel like it will stop what you let it stop. You know, you can definitely live with it. And, you know, I still go out to the clubs. I still date. I've had sex since I found out. But the difference now than it was when I was infected was sex was something to do. You know, it was something that everyone else was doing. And it wasn't looked at as a responsible choice. Nowadays, it's a responsibility. And I take responsibility for myself. And, you know, in the people I sleep with, I make sure, you know, that they're ready to take this step and that the protection is going to be there. You know, I've come to realize that there may never be a cure or there may never be a vaccine. If it is, that'd be wonderful. But why it's here now, get educated, learn about it. Because if you know about HIV, it's no reason that there should be stigma or discrimination. You keep spreading the word. You keep telling the message. You put a face with the virus. You know, you break down all barriers that anyone would ever think of. Because with all of us sitting in this room, it's not one person in the world who cannot relate to one of us. You know, either you're infected or affected. I mean, that's just something you have to deal with.